Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. November 28th, a reflection on Angels from the Realms of Glory by Dr. Randy Newman, former Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" End quote. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. Have you noticed that angels often tell people not to be afraid? Scan through the Bible for mention of angels, and "fear not" usually starts their conversations. And did you know that "fear not" is one of the most common commands in the Bible? Fear must plague us more than we care to admit. Maybe it's not unreasonable to fear an angel. How much more should we expect fear to be our default mode in getting close to God? After all, He is the one the angels declared to be holy, 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 and the Lord God Almighty. If He's a holy God who judges sin, shouldn't we have good reason to fear? C.S. Lewis wrote that we want God to be something different from what He really is. Here's how he put it. Quote, "An impersonal God, well and good. A subjective God of beauty, truth, and goodness inside our own heads, better still. A formless life force surging through us, a vast power which we can tap, best of all. But God Himself, alive, pulling at the other end of the cord, that is quite another matter." End quote. So how do we move from fear to joy? It's the wonderful news that a Savior has been born. The good news embedded in the word Savior is that we can be saved. The bad news is that we need to be saved. The gospel affirms both truths. We need to be saved, and we can be saved. If we receive God's wonderful gift of salvation through repentance and faith, our fear turns to joy for all eternity. Let's pray. Dear Savior, thank you for dying on the cross for sinners like me. May these days of Advent draw me closer to you. May it be that your love for me would melt all my fears of people, of pain, of circumstances, of the future, of anything that looms larger than it should. And may I rejoice that you are my Messiah and Lord. Amen.